I'm Sheila White, your host this evening, and tonight I have the utmost pleasure and delight to be able to be speaking with Patrick Brogan, who is the Vice President of Performing Arts at ArtsQuest, and I'm just delighted that we're going to be talking about the River Jazz Festival coming up next month. And the reason why I'm so delighted to be able to talk to Patrick is because I don't know if he knows this, but I am his biggest fan.
Yeah. And we're neighbors here on the south side of Bethlehem, but it takes a radio show to get us together. I like that.
I know. I was thinking that the last time I saw you was actually in a convention in New York City.
That's right. That's right. We have to go to New York to see each other, too.
Isn't that sad?
Yep.
But anyway, no, Patrick, the reason why you were just... I just love the work that you do is that you are so cutting edge on the programming that you offer the Lehigh Valley through all of the festivals and the artists that you bring to the Steel Stacks at the ArtsQuest Center at Steel Stacks. And it's just a thrill to spend some time with brochures and drool over all of the opportunities that we have here to see great artists, both national, international, and local. And so what I thought we would do with our time together on the air is to talk about some of the artists and specifically focusing on that with the River Jazz Festival.
Yeah, River Jazz coming up in May. We're very excited. It's our third year, and it's actually our largest River Jazz Festival with the most headlining shows. So it's a good topic to be on this afternoon.
So large meaning number of bands, or
it is. It's the first year that we have six headliners. The first year had five. Last year had four. This year we have six. So.
And this is the third.
This is the third, correct.
Third time around, third time charm.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we start off on May 9th. And might I add, all of this festival runs through the month of May. Mm-hmm. And so the first of the headliner acts is May 9th. And this is really exciting because it's a return to the
center. It is a return. Yes. Actually, Preservation Hall Jazz Band has performed at all three, or will perform, will have performed at all three of the River Jazz presentations. They were a crowd favorite on the opening year in 2011. And a must return for 2012. They came back, sold out the show in 2012, and were made quite an impact on the high school group, which we'll get into a little bit about the high school group's involvement in River Jazz. But they were just such an impactful artist at the festival again last year. Sold out a show, standing ovation. They're such a moving group live that you can't help but be charmed and fall in love with them and the music. So we have them back for a third year to open the festival this year.
Well, I think also what's great that we're opening the festival with this group is that it kind of brings it all back to the home, the origins of American music, the New Orleans jazz sound.
It really does. They are the epitome and the you know, representing the club that, you know, jazz really became known for. So it is a great way. It is a very good way to start the festival,
mm-hmm.
as though planned.
Well, there's also something very unique about its sound, its instrumentation. I mean, this is if I remember looking at the lineup correctly, this is the only one with the leader is the sousaphone player, and you're really rocking that tuba.
He is, and you know, Ben Jaffe comes from a family of jazz artists, family, a Preservation Hall family, with his parents being the founders, and so you know, he is a dynamic personality to lead this group. That's a very engaging group. You're right, the instrumentation is great. It's the one, I think it's the only show on the lineup that, you know, there's nobody plugged into amplifiers for it. It's all the sound that you're getting from clarinet and sousaphone and drums and upright bass, and you know, it's almost an acoustic type of show by nature, but it's so charming and so engaging and delivers such a full rich sound. It's just a great way to start.
It's also one of those, you just can't sit still.
Right, right. You're tapping your toe the whole time.
You got to move.
Yeah. And absolutely.
There's going to be beads, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, no. But I also understand that Ben Jaffe is also very involved in educating about the tradition and the liveliness. This is not a music that you just want to listen to on a record. You really want to engage with it live. There's so much of the New Orleans culture that comes to life, and it's—I mean—you can almost taste the spice in it. And he's an adjunct professor, I believe, at the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, which was his alma mater.
Right.
And so there's a real, almost like a life's work involved with his joy. So it's just one of those kinds of moments that you just want to be a part of, and, right. and you don't want to miss it. So if you've missed the first two times around Bethlehem, thank goodness that Patrick's bringing them back a third time. So don't miss it this time.
And if you saw them the first, you know, we have a lot of people that are coming back to see them for the third time. You know, they're just an endearing group that, like you said, Ben's, it's a lifetime of energy in his performances. It's a family's generational lifetimes of impact on the performance and a great educator, as you said.
Well, why don't we give a couple of seconds listen to the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Would you mind, Steve? Well, that's gorgeous stuff. I just, it's so much fun. I just want to get up and just, you know, grab my kids and have a great time listening to some of the music that we're going to be hearing queued up in May. So, but tell us, we've got a really special opening band for this first concert in the festival. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. Recently, in the months of February and March, we held the second annual Steel Stacks High School Jazz Band Showcase, where we had a dozen high school jazz bands from all over the region, New Jersey and down into Bucks County and Berks County, as well as right here at Lehigh, Northampton. We were represented by two Bethlehem groups, Freedom and Lehigh Valley Charter School for the Arts. So we had all these great high school jazz bands compete in festival-style showcase, and the winner, who's actually Boyertown Area High School, which really packs a punch on their own. They're a great jazz band to hear, you know, by themselves, let alone they're winning. Through their winning, they get to open the show for Preservation Hall that night. And as I mentioned, Ben and the whole Preservation Hall group on tour shared a great couple moments when the group was warming up last year. When they were warming up on stage beforehand, the winners were, you know, the Preservation Hall guys gave them a great ovation of their own and really connected with them in a way that transcends, you know, what your normal kind of artist and band coming in to do a show would do. So being able to offer that connection and the ability to play on such a large stage and such a professional stage in front of such a historically significant group in the jazz world, being able to offer that to some high school kids is an opportunity of a lifetime. And last year's group thanked us a lot for it, and we know it'll be a great night again this year.
Oh, and those kids will never forget it.
Right.
I mean, being able to share a stage with internationally renowned artists is just a very special thing that the Arts Quest then can facilitate for some of our young and emerging talent
said it a couple times. We get to do shows with great artists from all over the world regularly, but the getting to do the shows with the high school kids is as much fun as all of us have in a year. The high school kids are great. The talent level is very high, you know, and these are great kids pursuing great music. So it's a natural connection for this show.
Well, I think it also just kind of re-engages our own sense of spectacular when you see it through the eyes of young kids.
Absolutely.
And I think if I'm not mistaken, if we missed the whole spectacular showcase, it's available now for a DVD, a purchase online at ArtsQuest.
It is. It's this year and last year's showcase, and it's highlights of all the groups. All 12 groups are represented in the DVD, as well as some great outtakes from they go out to the schools and do some filming during rehearsals and all sorts of stuff at the schools. It's a really great it energizes your spirit to see jazz performed by these high school kids at such a high level.
And I think it also gives us a little shot in the arm for the importance of art making in our kids. So,
absolutely.
We talk about it so often in the abstract that to see sort of a documentation of these kids with rigor and discipline and really pulling it together and transcending the technique into something that becomes art as a group. This is what art is about. And I love that these kids have a chance to really demonstrate that. And it just really is a community building. So bravo to you. I think that's fantastic.
And what a great, you know, I think of all mediums, jazz is such a great thing to teach kids because it teaches you improvisation, mm-hmm. you know, which is the nature of jazz. And so to be able to learn that at a young age, it can carry through to whatever your profession is going to be and whatever career you're going to end mm-hmm. up into. The art of improvisation, I think, is a great thing for kids to learn. So,
well, and speaking of the art of improvisation, the next artist that you have on the festival is on May 12th, a Sunday evening, and that it's an opening number for actually two acts that night, I understand. But the first one is Dan DeCellis, is that how
Dan DeCellis, yeah, Dan DeCellis yes. from right here in the Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. Dan is a phenomenal pianist, and speaking of improvisation for sure, Dan mm-hmm. is Dan is known to get eccentric and funky, and is entirely wraps the audience in his hands as his group goes through a show.
Let's see, eccentric and funky. I wonder what his students who are taking his improvisational music courses at Moravian College
That's
think.
Right, yep.
Eccentric and funky, does that mean that he shows up to class and
Dan's a very straight up guy. And I don't mean to say that about him. Dan is a great guy and, mm-hmm. and has been, as you said, he's a relentless educator as well mm-hmm. and teaches at Moravian College and all over. And he's a part of several different groups. Actually, he's got another band called For the Day, which is a little more rock oriented when he plays with the jazz trio. It's a little more straight ahead jazz. But a great, great pianist.
And he's also put out a couple of albums.
He has a bunch of albums, yeah.
And I'm sure that if we're interested in taking a little bit of him home, we can.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, he'll have them for sale, I'm sure.
Now, he's opening up the stage at 5 o'clock that night. That's his performance time. But at 7 o'clock on May 12th, we have a really special tribute to Mom.
The tribute to Mom. It's Mother's Day. Sunday, May 12th is Mother's Day. And actually, and Dan's show is free to the public. One of the things we try to blend throughout the festival is that either when you're coming into a show in the Music Fest Cafe, or if you're coming out of a show on a Friday or Saturday maybe, that there's a live performance going on either our Creativity Commons stage in the lobby, or if the weather permits, outdoors on the TD Bank Town Square stage. It's a great way to just connect an audience a little bit longer and enhance that festival atmosphere. So Dan is performing for free to the public in the early evening as guests come in to see the Girls, which is a kind of a super group, I guess, a super trio of Lehigh Valley blues musicians, Bev Conklin, Sarah Ayers, and Lori Donovan. It's Mother's Day, and these three ladies will be paying special homage to their mothers, and some of their song selection I think will be particularly endearing. A great show to bring your mother to if you're looking for something to do on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. It's a great show to see with Mom.
Well, especially if you've been there and done that with the Mother's Day brunch.
Absolutely. It's the opposite of a Mother's Day. First of all, it's Mother's Day dinner.
Yeah.
So literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, musically, these three ladies are some of the best that the Lehigh Valley offers. Mm-hmm. And to get them all together on the same stage in the same night, performing with one another, always creates for unique moments. And actually, it's Lori Donovan has informed us it could be her farewell to the stage for a bit. So Lori is going to be concentrating a little bit more on the back of house things as her and her husband run the very successful Lesson Center mm-hmm. All throughout the Lehigh Valley. And so Lori, it's going to be Lori's last time performing for a little bit, I think. And so it makes her even more special a night with her good friends Sarah and Bev.
And there's also something to be said about, you know, being in the atmosphere during, and I really hope that it's great weather, because that campus down there is just an incredible space to have a beverage or get a bite to eat while you're listening to some great music. It's a great place to just chillax
as we
get ready for the onslaught of another week. Well, we're coming up to about the halfway mark for the Lehigh Valley Arts Land. Man, this is flying already. We only got two shows. We got so much more to talk about with the River Jazz Festival. So we're going to take a break for some pre-recorded messages, and then we'll come back in a little bit.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the Zollner Art Center, featuring the Lehigh University Philharmonic presenting From the New World on Friday, April 19th and Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. For information, 610-758-2787 or zollnerartcenter.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Arts Academy Charter School, serving students in grades 5 through 8, a tuition-free, arts-enriched public school. Academic curriculum is enhanced by classes in dance, figure skating, theater, music, and visual arts. Students have artistic as well as academic instruction each school day. For more information, arts-cs.org.
And we're back. This is the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY Community Public Radio. I'm Sheila White, your host this evening, talking with Patrick Brogan from ArtsQuest about the River Jazz Festival coming up in a month. So we were just covering only two of the nights, mm-hmm. and we've got a lot to cover, so I think we'll try, but these are great stories.
Yeah.
But on May 17th, mm-hmm. We're going to have another internationally renowned band called the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and I understand that they just released a new CD called On the Verge.
That's right. It's one of their first new CDs in a while for the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Mm-hmm. And their lead vocalist and harmonica player was also recently just featured in the 2013 Kennedy Center Honor Show that was doing a tribute to Buddy Guy.
Right. Kim Wilson mm-hmm. is a legendary blues harmonica player. And the Fabulous Thunderbirds, they bring the rock to River Jazz, I think. They are the rockin' group of River Jazz with some pop-bending hits from the 1980s, Tough Enough and some others. And so, I think that it shows the breadth of what jazz has evolved into to some degree and how it influenced blues and particularly more recently blues rock. So thrilled to have the Fabulous Thunderbirds on the lineup.
Now, have they been to ArtsQuest before for other festivals?
They opened the Levitt Pavilion Summer Series last year. Last year that was the last time they were here.
Good. It's good that we're having them back again.
They were as a packed lawn that night, and so we expect we'll have a good crowd in the Music Fest Cafe.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, May 17th is a Friday night.
It is.
So it's a
mm-hmm.
nice end to a pretty busy work week. And
yeah.
I know that around campus, I also work at Lehigh University, that's entering into our reunion weekend and about commencement. So we're going to have lots of people waiting for a good time.
Fabulous Thunderbirds is a great reunion group, I think, for classes that went through were in college in the 80s.
It's already 20 years plus ago.
For them. it's great for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the Wednesday, the following midweek on the 22nd, we have another localish person, Dan Wilkins.
That's right, Dan Wilkins, son of Skip Wilkins, and he's doing his sax and piano solo, a duo. He's a tenor saxophonist and is a great guy. So.
Yeah, and I understand he was living in the Lehigh Valley during what his bio calls his formative years.
Right.
But right now he's finishing his senior year at the Manhattan School of Music.
That's right. So great, talented New York City artist at this point. He's a Lehigh Valley boy, but a New York City artist, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And when he was here in high school, he was participating in what we had then was the Pennsylvania Governor's School for the Arts.
Yep.
And he had incredible internships. And so the Lehigh Valley really nurtured his talent and kind of launched him off gently, but prepared,
well prepared
over in Manhattan. So we're really glad to welcome him back,
Absolutely.
Almost like a homeboy hero.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this kid. I love watching new talent. And that same night, I mean, this is a kid. Is he going to be playing in the free stage?
He will be. Okay. He'll be on the free performance before the show.
So he's welcoming everyone in to come
That's
in
right.
to get the blockbuster.
Yeah, the big show on the lineup. We're thrilled.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's Chick Corea. Oh, my goodness. Now he's been, Chick Corea has been an institution for, 40 mm-hmm. years?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's coming in to play a solo
Which
concert,
is a
yes.
very rare solo performance. He happens to be presenting it up in New York State for about a week prior. It's a week residency up there prior. And so we just happened to be able to grab him for a very special night, very rare for an audience to see him in a solo performance. It'll be just him at a piano. So it'll be a very intimate performance, and which the Music Fest Cafe lends itself well to. So,
well, why don't we listen to a little bit of Chick Corea on a solo piano? Steve, thank you. I needed to hear that.
It's just phenomenal.
It's one of those kinds of music that, I'm sorry, I just want to open up a bottle of Merlot. Absolutely. And just chill. And I understand that this year at the 2013 Grammys, he won three.
Won three, one including for Best Improvised Piano Solo.
And this makes a total of how many?
20 Grammys in his
20
lifetime.
Grammys.
I mean, 20 Grammys on the stage. Then, if you stack them all up, they'd be taller than him and the piano, I suppose. But 20 Grammys for Chick Corea in his lifetime, and most recently three this past year. So
now he's been in the Lehigh Valley prior to this performance.
He has in multiple configurations, I don't know if Return to Forever ever played the Lehigh Valley, but he's been around with multiple configurations and different bands and things like that. But this will be a solo performance, so it should be a pretty intimate night.
Well, I did have to do a little bit of research just to see, and I did find out he did play at Zollner, at the Zollner Art Center a while ago, but then there was this other music hall that is called the Old Airport Music Hall. This must have been in existence before I came to the Lehigh Valley, but it was on Airport Road in Allentown.
I wonder if it's the Jetport. They used to do a lot of jazz shows at the hotel there, right by the airport. They used to do a lot of jazz shows.
Chick Corea was there.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's great that he's got a little
cool
bit of a relationship with the Lehigh
absolutely
Valley that extends over his career. So moving on then to Thursday night, May 23rd, we have this really interesting group called the Cook Trio.
The Cook Trio from Florida, actually, is one of our furthest traversing performers. And they'll be performing a free to the public show as well prior to the show later that evening.
Now, what I understand about this trio, and it was a little challenging to try to find some information about them, and all I could find, which was really rough, was all their great music, and I kept getting distracted trying to find out some info. But they're inspired by a gypsy jazz style of a really early, one of the first European jazz artists to make prominence, Django Reinhardt.
Yep.
So the style is very rustic,
if you know anything about our programming, we tend to enjoy that kind of 1920s jazz age scene, Django Reinhardt type of gypsy jazz scene. We will often sprinkle it throughout our programming. One of my colleagues, Helen Smith, who's a programmer at ArtsQuest, is a big fan of that genre, and so we've included that in the festival as well.
Well, I think what was also interesting about this band, especially if there's listeners that don't really know anything about them per se, but it's a great band to get to know. They've got this great persona. They have that classic, clean cut kind of what I've read on the internet, nattily dressed jazz, you know, the suit and tie and just really clean cut, and then they rip this music out, which is just really
absolutely
beautiful and dance-like, and it's a lot of fun, but it's a completely different taste. So it's also a tribute to your programming that has a jazz festival that really takes a lot of different flavors and presents them almost in a cornucopia of jazz styles. It's not just one flavor.
We're trying to showcase it all and give the whole breadth of the genre, whether it's blues rock or early Django stuff, or the group later that night, which is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, which is big band type of sound. From again that 20s through 40s, 50s era of jazz music. Big Bad also returning. They had not played the River Jazz Festival before, but have played with us before
at Music Fest.
At the Music Fest Cafe, actually, and it's a sold out audience, standing on their feet. You know, you mentioned something about families earlier and having kids. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is a great show to bring kids out to of any age, because it's a high energy show, but very accessible and a lot of fun. A great clean show, just a great family experience. Last year, when they were at the cafe with the sold out show, we saw a lot of families in the audience, so it was great.
Now, what night again is that?
They are on Thursday, May 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, May 23rd. And Cook Trio is early that night at 6 o'clock, and the Commons are free. Mm-hmm. And then Big Bad Voodoo Daddy performs at 7:30 that night in the cafe.
And then the festival rounds out with the last night on May 24th, I believe. Is this right? The last two shows?
That's right.
Now, the first one is the final headliner, but then there's an act that follows. And I'd like to talk about that one first.
Okay.
Heather Friedman.
Heather Friedman will be in the Commons or around the town square. And she's a pianist, which is a little more pop bending pianist. So,
but she's a songwriter as well.
She is a beautiful singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got a few of her songs on her website. It's definitely worth kind of checking her out a little bit because it's a blend of nostalgia, a little bit of quirkiness.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah, that's a great nostalgia and quirky are two great descriptions of her. Yep.
So she has this really great way of talking about relationships and just being a young woman in the forefront of the 21st century. But at the same time, there's this class and tradition to her. So at first, when I first pulled her up, I thought, God, it looks a little bit like Zoe
Deschanel,
but she's definitely not the ukulele player. Right. She's an incredible pianist, really great sounds. So the last one that we want to talk about, though, is the final headliner.
That's right. It's the music of Grover Washington Jr., and it's under the musical direction of Jason Miles, who's a phenomenal keyboardist and just a great jazz visionary mind in particular. He's got a bunch of different projects out there. We're thrilled to have him in celebrating Grover Washington Jr. that night. The band behind him is an all-star band, including Maya Azzullo, who is the vocalist. She just was on Fits in the Tantrums album this year, and also Gerald Veasley, from the jazz bassist from Reading. So it's a great cast of players that night.
Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining me tonight on
Thanks for having me.
Art Salon. I can't wait for this festival. It's going to be awesome. So I want to thank you're listening to the Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Thank you for listening and joining us tonight. Thank you again to Steve Aronson for being our very capable engineer. And again, enjoy the evening.